Hold up, wait a minute. Jax and Brittany have reunited. Andy Cohen is sending Kelly Ripa some D-pics. And if you loved following the story of the conjoined twin sisters, we just found out their husband had a secret baby. Maybe? Call me maybe. Let's get ready. You're listening to No Filter with Zach Peter, your go-to source for all the latest pop culture and reality TV tea, served fresh all week long. Now, let's dive in. Welcome on in, everybody in the club. What's going on? We have so much that we're going to be getting into today, but I guess we could start with Jax and Brittany. They have seemingly reunited, and it feels so good. So Bravo Housewives on the Instagram has shared photos. I'm assuming they pulled them from like Backgrid or something, but there was no credit. But I did see that they posted these photos, which is where I'm pulling them from, of Jax and Brittany spending Easter together. What in the what? We see them with baby Cruz. He's in a stroller. He looks really big for that stroller. Just, you know, as a side note, isn't he like 3? He looks very big for that stroller, but he's asleep. And Brittany's looking cute in her little spring pink dress. It's like a nude pink dress. Jax is all smiles as he's pushing baby Cruz. So it seems like they've gotten back to a good... We know they were doing press together for the Valley, but that was like a contractual obligation. Then we saw Brittany at Jax's in Studio City for the premiere party, but again, seemingly contractually obligated to be there to promote the Valley. But this is like a leisurely brunch that they're doing on Easter together. So... they're still doing their podcast together. Like, it doesn't seem like they're broken up, even though they are broken up. So maybe this, I don't know. Do you think Brittany is done with Jax? Or do you think that this is all a PR? Do you think they're going to get back together by the end of the season? Like, by the reunion? I'm assuming the Valley is going to get a reunion. There's no way the Valley could not get a reunion. The Valley is so good, you guys. If you're not watching the Valley, I don't know what you're doing with your life, because the Valley is so good. I did a full recap of Vanderpump and the Valley last night with my friend Jacques, who hosts the Unpopular podcast. We had some very unpopular hot takes that we got into last night. So if you want to catch that out, you can check it out on my YouTube channel. But what do we think of Jax and Brittany? I can kind of see them getting back together. I don't feel like they're fully broken up. I know she's like, I'm woman, hear me roar, I'm strong, you know. These shoes on my feet, I bought it. The clothes I'm wearing, I bought it. I depend on me if I want it. She's trying to do all independent woman, right? But I just feel like she has never left Jax before. Even if they've had like moments of pause, they've always still been together for the most part. So I kind of just feel like, I don't know. I feel like they're gonna get back together. Not Zach shading Cruz in the stroller. I mean, he's a big boy to be in that stroller. I was like, he's like 8 years old and he's in a stroller still. Like, I don't want to shade the baby, but like, my goodness, you know what I mean? So yeah, Sharon thinks that Jax and Brittany are playing the Kyle and Mauricio game. Well, I don't know about that. I think Kyle and Mauricio are actually done. I don't think Kyle and Mauricio will have any chance of getting back together. I think they're at this point, like, they're done. They're not getting back together. So, yeah. Don't shade. You'll be there one day. I plan on being there one day, August, but big ass kids in the stroller is a funny sight. It is a fun. Okay, thank you, Mallory. We agree today. We're not fighting today, Mallory. I agree. A giant baby. The baby is too old and too big for a stroller. Thank you, Angela. As a parent, the stroller is everything. I believe it. I'm just saying. He's like, you know. He's a little big for that stroller. Zach, leave the child alone. Jeez. Okay, sorry, Mary Lou. Okay, I'm not going to fight with anybody today in the live chat, but Mary said, leave the baby alone. I will leave the baby alone. It's not his fault. I'm not mad at him. I'm like, Jax, carry your damn baby. Or make him walk. He's like 8 years old now. He can walk. I'm blocked by Jax anyway, so it doesn't really matter. He can't get mad at me. That said, what do we think? Jax and Brittany. Are they getting back together? Are they not? Are they actually broken up? I think Kyle and Mauricio are actually broken up. I don't fully believe that Jax and Brittany are entirely split. I think Jax and Brittany, listen, they're a little thirstier than Kyle and Mauricio, right? Well, I don't know. Mauricio's gotten real thirsty with all his little TikToks and him doing like, you know, he's just, Mauricio's going through a midlife crisis. But when, you know, and I need Alicia, I'm 32. Damn. Lisa said, damn, Zach, I missed a few weeks of the show. I come back and you continue to look like a snack. Shorty, swing my way. If only. Looking all sexy with your grown man sexy scrub. Oh, you like the scrub? Do we like the little facial hair? I don't know if I want to keep it, if I want to grow it, if I want to shave it. I usually let it grow if I don't have like any photo shoots or anything going on. But thank you. I'm feeling, look, we got a fresh haircut. We got this going on. We got the Invisalign. I had Dr. Gabe shaving up in my teeth. That way we can make room so we can continue to expand my jaw. Look at that. And these teeth are natural. These are real. I'm not like other people who are as fake as their veneers on this internet. Mm-mm. Snap, snap, pet the puss. Okay, so Jax and Brittany, there's not much more to say other than they're hanging out. So they're either co-parenting and trying to do the family thing together, which if that's the case, good for them. And if not, then I don't know. I don't know. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. Joe says, if your lover likes to feel scruff as you're eating him out, might want to keep it. Well, Joe, why you gotta make it? Joe, it is not even 9 o'clock in the morning. You're already making it dirty. Listen, morning sex is great. Like, side note, like, you know, waking up in the morning, eating out you. That didn't rhyme. That was a terrible song. Normally, I'm good at ripping songs, but Joe's making me blush in the live chat. Okay. What should we move on to? Joe is gross for that comment. He's nasty. Women. Okay. So there's not much more to add about Jax and Brittany. I'm trying to milk that for all we can, but there's literally not much more to add about Jax and Brittany other than they celebrated Easter together. I think that they're probably still sort of together. Brittany's probably going to hook up with Jax. Well, actually, Jax doesn't want to sleep with her. Remember, she like revealed that like that was the reason, she like put him on pause is because they weren't having sex and he didn't really seem into her. And I'm just like, well, girl, he's not liking your weight. Is it Jenny Craig? She's on Jenny Craig or is she on Weight Watchers? He's hitting up Faith again these days. He's like, listen, Faith, I'm single now. You ready? And Faith is like, I'm ready. Faith is on standby, ready to go. The Real Housewives of Orange County. The ladies have taken their cast trip to London. I feel like it's been a minute since they've taken a cast trip that wasn't to Mexico, but they've taken their cast trip. They're out in London. Kelly Dodd, interestingly enough, is also in London. And she went on her Instagram. She's like, no, I'm not there with those old hags. Gina and Emily haven't even been on a real out of the country trip if it wasn't for the show. So she's like, I'm cultured. I'm here for life. L-I-F-E. I'm living life. And these bitches don't know anything because they're fake. Fake like Shannon's $75,000 face. So just so you know, Kelly Dodd is not filming in London with the ladies of OC. She made that very clear. She's not filming with them. She's not interested in filming with them. She's a good time. I feel like she should film. They should just bring Kelly back just for the chaos of it. I know people are like, I don't like Kelly. She's this and she's that. She's good TV. Period. End of story. I love me some Kelly Dodd. You watch her. Remember in that scene when she was fighting with Shannon and Shannon's like, you were getting mad at my friend. And she's like, and? And she's like, you told her she's ugly. And Kelly's like, she is ugly. I was like, oh my God, Kelly. And then people have been circulating clips of Kelly Dodd a lot lately. That was the one with... she was at Bronwyn's kids like charity event and Kelly was like fighting with another lady. My God. I love me some Kelly Dodd. She is interesting. She is polarizing. Yes, I agree. She is She's hilarious, but I do think it is quite the coinky dink that Kelly Dodd is in London. I feel like Bravo camera should just find a way to make Kelly happen. Well, we found out from Anna Marie's interview with Carlos King that Teddy had actually filmed for last season and she wanted to get paid and they didn't want to pay her. So they ended up cutting the scene altogether instead of bringing her in. Not like Denise Richards, who came and made a fool of herself for free. But interesting. Interessante. I feel like Teddy, well, listen, Denise did come back and bring some zing. She definitely shook things up. And she definitely got Erica to step up to the plate, which I was very happy about. Okay, let's talk about Kelly Ripa. And then we have to talk about the conjoined twins. Because that's a whole other saga. Because now he has a baby and he didn't have a baby with them. And it's a baby from his ex. And now she's like fighting him in court. And that's a whole thing. But before we dive into that mess, your pet... As I tell you every day, your pet's one of a kind. So is their journey. You got to love them. You got to cuddle them. You got to keep them good, right? So while every playful moment is a memory in the making, sometimes our cats and dogs are a little too good at getting in trouble. That's why you should check out ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you and me to help your pet get the care that they may need. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up. Boy, do we know it. Someone tell Ariana. She knows it. She's leaving that food on that dresser and the doggy's getting into it. And that was a $6,000 bill. So those vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting Tom Sandoval to lock your dog in the bedroom. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/nofilter. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/nofilter. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/nofilter. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTC Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Okay. Back to the show. So, where were we? Let's talk about Kelly Ripa, because this is interesting. And I'm curious what people... are going to think about this article, because Page Six seems to be on a good one lately. This strange article I saw this morning in Page Six came out about Kelly Ripa defending Andy Cohen, which she has every right to defend him. He's her friend. She went on her podcast. She said she's angry. She's offended. That's her friend, right? It's to say, if any of us had a friend and we were like, that's not who we know them to be. That's not who we believe them to be. Like, you're going to defend your friends. I feel like that's natural. However, the point of the article was interesting, because the article wasn't just like Kelly Dodd defends Andy Cohen. The article like gets into, thank you, Mamir. Everyone, please hit the like button if you're watching this live on YouTube. It was strange, because the article itself is like, Andy Cohen is no Saint Kelly Dodd, or Andy Cohen is no Saint Kelly Ripa. You know, why are you defending him? It's kind of like the point of the article, where I was like, I know it's Page Six, and Page Six is a little more like tabloid-y, but this just felt like there was very much a very clear agenda. Rather than reporting what Kelly Ripa did, which was defend Andy, it was like questioning Kelly Ripa. Like, it was almost more of like an opinion piece. I was like, am I reading an op-ed or am I reading a report from Page Six? But it's funny, because I think the same reporter, not Evan Real, because I know my friend at Evan Real, he, I don't believe, was associated with this article. And he does work for Page Six, and he's a reporter at Page Six. He hosts a virtual reality podcast. So this has no association to him. It's this other reporter that I feel like is also the same reporter that seems to be like pushing Leah McSweeney's agenda with the lawsuit against Andy Cohen. And it just feels like, I don't know. It just, it like, you're very clearly trying to get us to like be anti Andy Cohen. And I just feel like, I don't know, like I said, I felt like I was reading more of an op-ed, but the article focuses on a soundbite from last year when Andy Cohen appeared on Kelly Ripa's podcast, Let's Talk Off Camera. That's the name of her podcast, Let's Talk Off Camera. And So it was last week that I believe she went and was like, I'm, you know, angry at the accusation against Andy Cohen. He's my friend. I know him. Blah, blah, blah. Right. So now they're pulling his interview from Kelly from when he was on her podcast last. And they talk about how Andy Cohen had texted her a dick pic, but it wasn't Andy's dick pic. I guess it was a dick pic from one of his partners. And he's just talking about how his life has changed now that, you know, he's a dad of two and he's a single dad. And there, you know, he goes on to say that if he didn't have kids, he'd likely be getting high and masturbating at home all the time, right? Because, you know, you're a dad, so you can't be getting high and just jerking off all day because now you have responsibilities, you have kids. So the article, and I'm going to read you just this one little excerpt from this Page Six article that reads, really, Kelly? There was not a single thing, for example, in an episode of your own podcast from less than a year ago that might have tipped you off, at least to the possibility that Andy Cohen has it in him to be less than a choir boy? And I was like, what? I was like, am I reading this? Like, is this a Perez Hilton article? Because Perez Hilton's articles are a little snarky, right? Like, they take jabs at people. I'm not typically used to Page Six kind of doing this type of stuff, unless I've been, like, so out of the loop with Page Six. But I'm like, when did Page Six start getting, like, snarky and calling out the subject of their article? And then they have this big photo of Leah McSweeney in, like, the header of the photo as well. And I'm just like, this just feels very, like, opinion heavy, which is not my, because I've also, again, I have friends that are reporters at Page Six, and when they've been working on articles around, because they are, like, my actual friends, and when I've seen them working on articles, they try to stay as objective about things as possible. So I was under the impression that that's kind of Page Six's style. But in this case, not only does this person continue to write these articles that, like, seems to really push this agenda against Andy Cohen and, like, pro Leah McSweeney and pro Leah's lawsuit, but I'm like, then you're, like, taking these cheeky jabs at the subject of your article. Like, it just, it was very strange how this reporter just drags Kelly Ripa for saying that she's angry that people made these comments about her friend Andy Cohen. I feel like that's a natural thing that celebrities do for their friends. But, like, you know, it, like, really, Kelly, the you know, is there not at least the possibility that Andy's anything less than a choir boy? It's possible that he's less than a choir boy, paid opposition. That's what it feels like. Find out where the author is and look at their other article. This author has consistently written articles about this subject, and they're really pushing Leah McSweeney. That's what I'm saying. Like, this seems to be a repetitive thing. So it's just interesting because it's like, you know, when you go to read the news, you don't really want them to push their agenda on you as much as you want them to give you the details, right? Now, what I do is a little differently. I'm a commentator. I'm a podcaster. So yeah, naturally, I'm going to give you my opinion. I try to remain objective when reporting the details. But then at the same time, I also like to play devil's advocate and look at both sides of the coin. And I will also insert my opinion because that's my job is to comment on the news. It's not necessarily to report the news. I'll give you the tea, but my job is to be a commentator, not a reporter. I'm not a journalist. That's when people are like, aren't you supposed to be a journalist? Shouldn't you be more unbiased? It's clear that you like this person or you like that person. I'm like, I'm not a reporter. I'm not a journalist. I didn't go to journalism school. I don't have a degree, especially not an English degree. Sorry, I didn't read Romeo and Juliet in college. That was a dig from yesterday's podcast. But, you know, so it's just interesting, right? Like, she's Andy Cohen's friend. She's allowed to publicly defend her friend, you know? And why is Andy Cohen, like, what makes it so terrible that he's not a choir boy? He's allowed to want to masturbate and smoke pot in his home. Like, why is that such an outrageous thing that Kelly Ripa should be offended by that? He's allowed to jerk off in his own home, or allowed to want to jerk off in his own home and smoke some pot. I feel like people do that all the time. So this Page Six reporter, I feel like, has really been trying to hammer into Andy and taking, like, these little bits. But my thing is, it's like, even as in relation to the Leah McSweeney lawsuit, like, how does this speak to how Andy behaves in the workplace? He likes to jack off. Don't most people? He likes to smoke pot recreationally. Don't a lot of people? I mean, people even take gummies at work, you know, a low dose gummy. So I don't understand like what he's doing at home or what he's doing with his friends has anything to do with his role at work. Yeah, reality TV lover says Andy likes blow, allegedly. Who cares? Not me. Exactly. If he likes to do blow on the side, that's Andy Cohen's business. What he does when he's, you know, not working is Andy Cohen's business. If he wants to go to Fire Island and, you know, suck on some boys' nipples. Remember when that was the whole thing when the video came out about Andy at the club and he was like, you know, flirting with this guy and like licking his nipples. And then that was like a whole controversy. It was just weird. It was very weird. And it made me feel just like, I was like, what am I reading right now? Let me see if I can find out, and I'll call this author out by name because I feel like, again, look, and that's the headline article. It's called Really Kelly. It's Ollie Coleman is the name of this reporter. Ollie Coleman. Let's look at Ollie Coleman. Ollie Coleman is a deputy editor of Page Six. Oh, that means if he's a deputy editor, that means there probably isn't a whole list of people that have to he has to go through to get his articles approved. So, of course, he's going to publish his articles at his own leisure. Interesting. He has also written for The New Yorker and Vanity Fair and had a gossip column in the New York Daily News from 2013 to 2016. He studied philosophy and politics. Interesting. But also, he knows how to, if he was a reporter for The New Yorker and for the Vanity Fair, I feel like you know how to be objective. So when you're not being objective, makes me think. Yep, and look at the last article they wrote about Andy Cohen. Ollie says, Leah McSweeney's camp on Bravo stars defending Andy Cohen on the bombshell suit. People think it's okay to dismiss a woman's mistreatment. Okay, so clearly, oh, here's another one. Andy Cohen rips Leah McSweeney's suit as a shakedown as she calls him a bully as lawyers trade blows. So we're capable of being objective and reporting both sides when we want to make sure that Leah's side is expressed. But when we want to drag Andy, we can do a whole hit piece on Andy Cohen. Listen, I don't want to defend Andy, but my thing is it's just like Ollie, O-L-I, O-L-I, Ollie, Ollie Coleman, O-L-I Coleman. Interesting. He works both on the iconic column in the New York Post and on page6.com. Well, Ollie, it's clear you're not very objective in some of your reporting. It's clear you're Team Lee McSweeney, and it's very clear who your sources are when you're reporting about Lee McSweeney and Andy Cohen. Just going to throw that out there. Okay. Don't look for his Instagram, guys. No. Okay, I was worried. Don't do that. Do not harass this man. Or person, woman. I don't know. Is Ollie a woman? Or I don't know. Don't do that, please. Don't. I don't want to make that a thing. Definitely more opinion in their articles than the usual Page Six. Yeah, I agree. That was my thought. I was like, wait, is this? Because I felt like Page Six usually is a little more objective in some of their reporting. Zach Peck doesn't do that shit. Exactly. The Zach Peck doesn't do that shit. But sometimes some cuckoo birds sneak into the live chat and they want to do that shit. Well, yeah, Jeremy. Remember we just had Jeremy from Love is Blind on Netflix? He was just on the podcast, and there was a clip from the podcast that was shared on our Instagram, and then he DMs me yesterday, and he's like, can you please take that down? I'm getting harassed. There was, like, some cuckoo bird that was, like, sending death threats to him and Sarah Ann and, like, sending these really crazy unhinged messages. And I was just like, oh my God. I'm like, but that's what I mean. It's like sometimes you get one of those cuckoo birds that like sneaks their way in. And then it's like, you know, it's unfortunate that people get crazy like that. So I had to take the post down. Well, I archived it because this cuckoo bird really was nuts. And like, you know, I had to unfollow the Page Six Instagram. They've been way off lately. Very one-sided reporting. Interesting. Ooh, look at Britt, who's been a member for 17 months. Britt said, we're at 200 in the live chat. Hit the like button. Yes, guys, hit the like button. We're at 214 right now in the live chat. Thank you guys for streaming live first thing in the morning. Okay, well, that's enough about Kelly Ripa and Andy. But to clarify, he sent her somebody else's dick pic. And I think he was like, this is what I would be doing if, you know, I were still single. Like, people just randomly send me dick pics. And he's like, you know, he showed Kelly. So she didn't seem offended by it. She was still defending him on her podcast a year later. So again, they're also friends. So it's a little different. He's not in the workplace. I feel like a lot of the things that they're bringing up against Andy Cohen speak to like him while he's off the clock, or him with peers or colleagues, and not necessarily him in a position of authority. So interesting. But Ollie doesn't seem to think so. Ollie seems very anti Andy Cohen, which again, just seems a little out of character. It's also funny that not only is Ollie an editor at page6.com, but then Ollie's article is the one that's featured as soon as you go to Page Six. It was like the number one article, or like not the number one article, but it was the main featured article. Interesting. Interesting how the media works. That said, let's move on to our favorite topic of the conjoined twin sisters, Abby and Brittany. It's Brittany, bitch. As we know, Abby and Brittany had a show called Abby and Brittany on TLC. They had a special that showed their life. They're twins, and they are from the, I believe it's the waist down or the torso down. They have the same, they share a body, all, and their organs are all shared as well. So they, or at least Abby, not Brittany, has married Josh Bowling. I would love to get them on the pod, guys. I don't think they will come on the podcast. I would love to, but I'm pretty sure everyone right now is trying to book them on every show, and I highly doubt that they're taking any bites because they don't want to talk about any of this stuff. There was a tweet that was going around where like, everyone has questions, we have answers. And I think that the Twitter handle was two heads are better than one or something like that. But that wasn't a real Twitter account. That was a fake Twitter account. So that was a parody that was going around. They haven't actually addressed it or answered any of the questions that people have. That said, their husband, Josh Bowling. So it's come out that his ex is now suing him for a paternity lawsuit, which just came out last fall. Let's see, when did this happen? October 2023. So E! News got the court records and revealed that he may have another. So he has a child with his ex, but he may have another child with his ex. But the interesting part is the timing of all of this, right? Okay, so the lawsuit comes in October 2023. I also want to make it clear that Abby and Brittany have kind of lived a relatively quiet life in the past couple of years since their TLC show ended. So we haven't heard too much of them. They're not really in the media. So it doesn't seem like this ex wanted some sort of exposure or attention because this was filed back in October before it even came out that the twins are, or at least Abby and not Brittany, is married. So even though they both share a body, Abby's married, Brittany's not. And people have been like, woo, this is wild. But so this guy, Josh, his ex-wife, her name is Annika Bowling. She filed a paternity lawsuit against him and another man, trying to figure out who is the father of this baby, okay? But from my understanding, okay, so it says Josh and Annika, they have an 8-year-old daughter already. Now there's another child in question. But they broke up in 2019. They were together. They were married for 9 years, okay? They finalized their divorce in 2020, okay? That same year, Annika had another baby in 2020. This is a daughter, okay? Referred to as their daughter's half-sister. So they're now trying to determine whether this baby belongs to Josh or it belongs to this other man. So maybe they got divorced because she was having an affair. I don't know. But we just know the same year she got divorced is the same year she ended up having a baby. But I also have questions because they broke up in 2019, but they were divorced in 2020. So was Josh still banging her during the divorce? Like, how is Josh? There's only a 9-month window, okay, from when the baby gets conceived to when the baby is born. So how is it within that 9-month window, there's this question of who the baby belongs to? Unless it was like at the end of 2019, she had an affair, which led to the breakup. And then, you know, they decided to get divorced a few months later, and maybe the divorce took a little longer than 9 months, but she was still technically with Josh at the time that she was banging this other dude. I don't know. This is all speculation. I'm trying to put the pieces together. But to me, I'm kind of like, ooh, this seems interesting. I don't know. The suit does refer to the baby as Josh's half sister, or his daughter's half sister, which is interesting. And then the divorce happened in 2020, but then he married Abby, which was one of the conjoined twins, in 2021. So again, the timing is interesting, okay? Because he is married and divorced in 2019. Broken up with his wife in 2019, gets divorced in 2020, immediately marries the twins, or one of the twins, in 2021. So that's like a lot to happen in like a 3-year time span. Break up with your wife, have a baby, maybe, get divorced, and then get remarried. And like, how long did he know Abby and Brett? Like, how long did they date? They couldn't have dated for more than what, like a year? I was thinking like, oh, they fell in love. They'd been dating for years. You know, it's, I don't know. I have questions. So now it's like, why did he, like, how did he fall in love with them so quickly? How do you even date with your twin right there? You're just there. You're on the date. You're the third wheel. That's how you do it, Britt. You're the third wheel. He was quick. Real quick. I want to know, is this other baby his baby or not? I'm assuming they have to know the answer by now, because if the suit was filed in October, all you have to do is go and submit your DNA, and then they determine, you know, we need Maury Povich. Somebody get Maury Povich. Oh, rest in peace, Jerry Springer. I almost said somebody get Jerry Springer. Could you imagine if this was an episode of Jerry Springer, and we have Josh Bowling and his wife Annika Bowling, and then we have Abby and Brittany on stage together, and we're just trying to sort it out. Oh, and then we have the other dude that's potentially the baby daddy, and we have them just all on stage, and it's an episode of Jerry Springer, and everyone's like, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. Those episodes were fucking wild. I guess now we just have more. Maury, Maury, Maury. And the lie detector determined, does Josh Bowling have sex with both Abby and Brittany? And the lie detector determined, that is a lie. And the paternity test revealed, you are not the father. So I'm assuming at this point we have to have the answer to this. The answer has not been revealed publicly. The court documents have details retracted, so we don't have the details, because again, this is a minor, it's a child. So, you know, it's just, whew. If he ain't chasing you like a Maury cameraman, he ain't the one. I agree. They used to have their own show on TMZ as teenagers. I know, Danielle. It was called Abby and Brittany. So, interesting. I just have questions. The timing of the wedding is wild. He couldn't have, like, they couldn't have been dating for more than a year. And also, talk about a rebound. You know, you're like, why have one girlfriend when I can have two? Like, that's a real rebound situation. I'd be like, you just got out of a 9-year marriage. You had a baby. Your ex-wife is already having another baby. Like, I would be like, red flag, red flag, red flag. Not to say that he can't fall in love with Abby, but like, where did they even meet? On Tinder? Can you have a shared Tinder profile? Like, you're like, hey, it's me, it's Abby and Brittany, bitch. I don't know. Do they sell themselves as a package deal? I don't know. This all is just like, so now I have so many questions again. Did everyone know someone who was on Jerry Springer, or is it weird that I know two people have been? I don't know anybody who has ever been on Jerry Springer. Who did you know? Oh my God, they were on Raya. They were not on Raya. Two for one. Yeah, they were like, Tinder BOGO deal. I don't know. I have questions. But that's the latest update. We don't have any more details other than E-News obtained the court documents, and so they're reporting based off of the details that were revealed in the court documents. I'm assuming the case has yet to be settled if there's no update, and the suit was filed in October. They may be, like, awaiting court dates. I don't know, but it doesn't seem like anything's been settled, but I'm hoping that E-News stays on top of this and keeps us posted. Whew. I know I've been saying this forever, but I did want to give you guys some shout outs because you've been leaving me some really solid reviews on Apple Podcasts, which I want to thank you guys for and I appreciate. Please keep them coming. I love reading them. You guys are so sweet. We have this one that comes in from 2VLand. Says, worth paying for. It's not. I'm not much of a watcher, so I love being able to listen. It's so much fun to hear Zach's takes, whether I agree or not with them. I always learn something about people, pop culture, and humanity. I love the attitude, and I love the sincerity that comes through the awesome snark. Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. And you say worth paying for, so I'm assuming you're a No Filter Plus member on Apple Podcasts, which is only like $3. And you get a bonus episode every week. Then we have Sess LG that says difference of opinion. I'm still leaving a 5-star review because I love this pod and enjoy supporting it. But I was bummed to hear Zach is siding with Lala and Sheena when they have been in the wrong and Katie and Ariana are just living their lives free from toxic men and setting boundaries. It should be okay for everyone to have boundaries, not just Lala. I agree. Everyone should have boundaries, but it is a television show and I do have opinions. Zach, can you please interview Chelsea from Love is Blind? No, everyone's interviewing Chelsea. I don't like going after people that everybody's going after. Keep doing it, Zach loves it coming all day, every day. Joe, you dirty. You dirty, Joe. Bring them on the show, Zach. We have questions. I would love to, listen, if I can find a way to bring on Brittany and Abby, what if we got Annika? No, then we're going to turn my show into some Jerry Springer shit. And I'm trying to not be some Jerry Springer shit, okay? That would be wild. I'd be like, Annika, talk to me, girlfriend. But again, because there's so much like attention on all of this, they're getting, you know, they're getting offers left and right. I'm sure Oprah's reached back out and she's like, Abby and Brittany, will you tell your truth? Okay, another one comes from Chris G. Chris G says, great show. I'm a new listener after your appearance on Jeff Lewis Live. I love listening to your show and so glad that I heard about it. Oh, thank you. Lopti, IHGFTO says, love you, Zach. Thank you so much for sticking to your guns. I love that you don't care what people say. You form an educated opinion and don't let the haters sway you. Plus, it's really funny when you get Zactivated. You keep me filled in with all the pop culture news with flair. Thank you. I like that these reviews are like actually like detailed and you guys give me examples and you guys give me like reasons you like it. Oh, Joe says, bring the twins on Disaster Daters. Could you imagine bringing no more Oprah impressions? Sorry. But yeah, I love that. You guys are so sweet. Oh, this one says, new follower, Renee from Northern MN. Hi, Zach. Started following you after seeing you on Hollywood Raw. I find you very entertaining to watch with your various expressions and telling it like it is. Many of your mannerisms remind me of my son. Well, I'm pretty sure your son is gay and that's why you're saying that. Thank you, though. Rosie312 says, love Zach for Sass and Smart. Zach Peter is my go-to podcast. He's witty, honest, and opinionated. I don't always agree with his assessments of reality characters, but he's respectful, professional, and does his research, which I appreciate. I don't often watch these shows, but love to be welcomed on in, as that's all I need sometimes. Thank you, ZP. Thank you, Rosie. You guys are so sweet. I'll read two more. BMO822 says, perfect. Seriously, loving listening every day. Always up to date with all the reality drama. Perfect mix of info and shade. The live aspect is so funny with the singing, responding to crazy comments and random topics. Thank you, somebody that appreciates me. And then C. Susie says, great show, very informative, love this host and his content. Thank you guys, I appreciate all the love, I appreciate the reviews, please keep them coming in and I'll continue to give you shout outs the end of our episodes. LOL, coming up with Zach debated is my proudest moment. So thank you all. But listen, it's become a term now. Michelle, you've started a trend. Zach debated. See, now, listen, I'm wearing my Zach Pack hoodie today, but I'm going to have a Zach debated Zactivated hoodie soon. Yeah, or at least a Zactivated shirt. I don't know. We'll come up with something. Some Zactivated merch. Because I feel like we need that. All right, guys. I think that's all I have for you for today. We covered a lot. Talked about Jackson Brittany. Talked about Kelly Ripa and Andy Cohen. Talked about the OC trip to London. Talked about Abby and Brittany. Talked about a lot of stuff. So there we go. All right. Well, thank you for tuning into No Filter with Zach Peter. I'm here every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We have bonus episodes, bonus live streams for YouTube on Thursday nights, and bonus episodes get released on the podcast for No Filter Plus members on Fridays. So you're pretty much getting content all week long. If you follow me on YouTube, I also do Vanderpump Rules and the Valley recaps on Wednesday evenings that you can tune into. Yeah. So much good stuff. Follow me at Just Plain Zach all over the internet. If you want to keep up with me personally, that's Just Plain Zach. Or if you just want to keep up with the podcast and all the latest podcast tea, you can follow at No Filter with Zach on Instagram. So let's get it. You have to make that merch. You guys always say that. You're always like, make merch, make merch, make merch. And then y'all don't even buy the merch. Maybe I will. I will make some. You guys do buy it. And I do love you. And I appreciate you. But yeah, let's see. Well, we'll come up with something. We'll come up with some new merch designs. But thank you guys. I love you guys. Have a wonderful rest of your... Oh, it's Thursday. Oh, so have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Because aside from tonight's members only, we don't have... We're not streaming tomorrow. We don't stream on Fridays. But enjoy your weekend. Stay solid. I send you love. Send you all the good... Get laid this weekend. Get lit this weekend. You know, go do some yoga. Maybe I think I'm going to take my friend Andy to do some yoga. Some hot yoga. We're going to get hot and sweaty. Ooh, baby. All right. Love you guys. Have a great weekend. Ciao for now.